everybody. This is Cal, and I'm here with Scotty. We are Miami Sports and other conspiracy theories. And we've had some pretty crazy conspiracy theories. But I'll tell you what I think what's happening right now after last week's game. We're going to talk heavily about this. That freaking Philly disgrace. A disgrace of epic proportions, Scotty.
Absolutely.
And I'm not a person that sits there and goes, oh, the referees. Oh, this wasn't fair. You either get your ass beat or not. We didn't get our ass beat. Let me explain. The Dolphins went up there, and we talked about this last week, Scotty, that we went up there, and our I think, collective thought about what to hope for during that game was very simple. Let the Dolphins go up there in that tough environment, in a night game, national audience, and don't get embarrassed. Go up there, be competitive, play clean football, and come out of there healthy. That was the game plan.
Yes,
and because nobody's going undefeated. I'm not worried about what happens in October in a season. But you do want to go in there, Scotty, and you want to go play good ball.
Yeah, we played them pretty tough, but, you know, we were paying 11 guys and the refs.
So, again, no excuses.
No.
Not making excuses.
No.
Because, frankly, we didn't play well enough to win.
Definitely not.
Okay? You don't drop touchdowns. You don't line up off sides like Wilkins did, which is just drives me out of my mind. Those process penalties, those basic procedure penalties, is such an undisciplined thing that I can't stand. And this was what hurt us last year, particularly down the stretch, particularly in the playoffs, where we can't get a call. We can't get a freaking playoff because our calls aren't going in quick enough, because we're not getting to the line of scrimmage and we're getting penalties, or we're calling unnecessary timeouts because we can't get the process between the play call and the quarterback is late. This is the stuff that drives you nuts, because we went up there and we're hurt. Now listen, no excuses.
No.
But we're hurt.
Yeah, you got six starters.
And we've got two of our starters, offensive linemen out, two of the best, not just any, our two best. And then we get our backup, our best backup, he gets hurt. So we're dealing with one of the best defenses in the league with our hands behind our tied behind our back. I was not upset at the effort. I wasn't upset at Tua. I'm not upset at Tyreek, because he's running perfect. Fucking 100 miles an hour. Excuse my language. The ball is right there. It goes right in his hands. He catches it and his knee knocks it out because he's running at full speed trying to get into the end zone. Those things are unfortunate.
Nobody's perfect.
But two things that bother me. Number one, the freaking refs. There's only been like two times in the history of the NFL that a team that had 10-plus penalties in one game, the opposition had zero. Never happened. And I'm, as a viewer, as a fan, Scotty, I'm watching the game, and I'm seeing holding penalties against – they're holding Jalen Phillips. They're holding Bradley Chubb. They're holding – like every other freaking game, that there's always going to be some holds. There's definitely going to be holds that are questionable. But if you can tell me
zero,
during a course of a game
zero,
that not one penalty was called, not one.
Zero.
Holy shit! Is atrocious. And not just that. You get one. Okay, I can understand even on an offensive line, bro. Well, you know, you got fucking, you know, the line coach, the line ref is looking at five guys. They're looking at offensive hands, defensive hands. They're looking at all kinds of stuff. You're going to miss stuff, right? And by the way, you'd be calling penalties all game long because every play there's some sort of a penalty.
Of course. Right?
But when you've got a guy wide open in the, there's only one referee. There's actually two or three looking at a ball that's flying through the air. You've got a receiver sitting there against a defender, and the defender grabs his freaking face mask and commits. So it's two penalties right there. He grabbed his face mask, number one. Two, it's pass interference.
For sure.
You got two penalties wide open for the world to see. Television audience.
Zero.
It's not in a group. No, you can't miss it.
It's not just our fans. Everybody's completely freaked out by this.
Isolated.
Yeah.
Isolated play. So, and then you've got just crazy penalty after crazy penalty against us. And frankly, it was a shit show. And after all that's said and done, I thought, listen, we fought back.
Yeah.
Defense played a hell of a game.
They did.
In spite of having their entire secondary.
Yeah.
Their top three corners out.
True.
All three of them.
Yeah.
So we're playing with 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
It was.
They activated Nick Needham.
Nick Needham's coming in this week.
Yeah.
But here's the good news. We came out of that game, I think, competitive.
I think so.
Okay. Healthy, relatively speaking.
Relatively.
We lost win. We've got some bumps and bruises. We got Holland has got is in the protocol.
Yeah, I heard.
Let's hope that he doesn't. We need him back.
He missed the show. He didn't do his Tuesday show yesterday on Hawk and Crowder.
That's not good.
I know.
You know, that's not good.
But better now than later.
Get it now than later. We have a big game this week.
Yes, we do.
And our next 2 weeks are brutal.
Brutal.
We're playing the Patriots. Who are coming off a huge win.
Big.
And I tell you, the thing that's most upsetting about all this crap, I only got to the one, was this freaking tush-push. This brotherly shove. It's a damn tush-push. Forget rugby. It's fag football. Excuse my language. I don't mean anything against school. What's your sexual preferences? So don't call me thinking I'm like talking about people. I'm not. It's fag football.
Cool.
That's what it is. It's like, oh, let's all pile up. Let's all like get together and push. Let's all push. It's such fag football. It's embarrassing.
First of all.
Embarrassing. And no, you can't possibly stop it. And you know, their argument is
we're just better at it.
We're just better. Everybody's tried. We're just better. That stupid freaking Italian coach. I'm Italian, people. Don't call me. I'm Italian too. I can say it.
Hello, everybody.
It's, in my mind, I think it's a dangerous move. I think that somebody's going to get hurt real bad.
All right. You know, football, you get hurt.
Yeah,
Yeah. That's not what I care about.
Somebody's going to crack the head-to-head linebacker.
They're cracking heads anyway.
I just think it's a bogus move.
Okay. Here's what bothers me about it. It's unfair. It is impossible to stop when executed properly. It's simple physics.
Yeah.
You've got six guys lined up with one point of pressure. They're trying to get there. It's not like six guys against six guys. The thrust or the push from six guys with a,
it's like an arrow.
Oh, to one point.
Yeah.
Is impossible. And they don't allow, and it's impossible for a defense to take, let's say, 2,000 pounds against 600. It's like, because you're focusing it against two guys.
It's an inertia of the energy.
It's just flat out.
I know two people that should stop that.
Yeah, who? Who?
Tim Bowens and Darryl Gardner.
They couldn't stop
it. Come on.
Nah.
Timbo and Darryl Gardner?
You can't stop it.
Okay.
It's, look,
Hey, fellas, I gotta jump in here for a second because we have a guest. Just got a call from I'll be gentle.
Albert?
Yeah.
Albert. It's Albert Gentile.
Yeah. Oh.
It's Albert Gentile.
Oh, okay. Well,
I forgot. Albert Gentile is on the phone. You know, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. So let me put him on. 1 second, Cal. Hold on. Sure. Stand by. All right, you're on the air.
Bad football.
Well, hi there.
Is this Albert Gentile?
No, this is Albie Gentle.
Albie Gentle.
Albie Gentle. Sorry about that.
Can you hear me all right?
Mr. Gentle?
Yes. I'm not a Mr. or a Miss or a Misfit. Or a sir. I'm a non-gender sort of what we used to call in the woods, a non-fruit-bearing, no nuts.
How do you identify? How should we call you? Because you...
All right, Mr. Gentle.
He doesn't want to be called Mr. That identity.
I'm so sorry.
What are we supposed to call you?
Well, I would say my gender isn't relevant. Now, is it? I told you I'm a no color, no red dye, blob of jello.
Wobble what?
Blob of jello.
Jello. Oh.
You know what they say about assume, don't you?
I didn't assume anything, but I know what they say. It makes an ass out of you and an ass out of me. Well, we're not assuming anything,
no,
sir.
No.
Well, doorknob.
Welcome to the show. Doorknob? What?
I said I don't identify as a sir, a him, a dude, an hombre. I'm non-gender, a cisgender. A doorknob. That is what I identify with.
Well, welcome doorknob to the show.
I'm not laughing at you, sir. We're just...
It's unusual.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just... I was stressed out. And so we're live here. Is there a purpose of the call, sir?
Yes, please.
Butt plug.
Did you just say butt plug?
Here's the dealio. I was listening to you guys and this talk about tush push, and it made my panties get all bunched up in my crack.
Cool. Have you taken any boing today?
I invented the tush push. Me, this doorknob hunk of gelatinous no dong me. I invented it, except Jalen Hurts takes credit, or the Italian coach who looks like he's been butt plug strapped 24/7, 365. He takes credit, but I taught them the trick.
Oh, yeah. So you called in. You heard. Must have been you. Thank you for listening to our show.
Yes.
By the way,
yes.
Mr. Gentile. I thought it was Albert Gentile.
Well, me. Albie Gentle got down on all four fours, and they were riding me like O.J.'s Bronco, screaming like two Great Danes in the heat, looking for some soap suds. Next thing you know, it's on TV, and they're taking credit for something we worked out 4 months ago. The three of us, greased up behind my barn.
Well, thank you for a call.
Well, wait, no. I'm not just letting him off the hook.
I'm not saying that. He's probably taking too much boing today.
So we're pissed off because of the stupid thing that they call the tush push. And I didn't say fag. If you're calling because I was saying fag football, it was nothing to do with gay. It was not to do with gender. It's just not fair. It's not fair. It's bogus, and they just sit there with their little smirks, these Philadelphia fans and these Philadelphia football freaking coaches, and they think they're so clever, and they're sitting there on our own 25-yard line, and they line up, and they're all with their little cute little faces, and they get in their little stances, and they go, oh, look, we're going to push, blah, 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 blah. And it's like not even football. It's a joke. So who invented this, Albie?
He did. I'll be gentle.
I want to hear from him.
Well, say it. I tell you this. The Eagles and Jalen Hurts, they stole my tush trick. See how he gets four guys behind him pushing on his sphincter? what?
What?
That's why Jalen Hurts. And from the TV shows I listen to on your little podcast, Trump keeps calling in, and I think that means y'all are probably closet cisgenders.
Uh-oh. I don't even know what cisgender means, man. Before you get off, I'm a little baffled because we're talking about this tush push, which is a disgrace. You come on. I thought your name was Albert Gentile. You say I'm Albie Gentle. You're talking about sphincters. You're talking about the tush push that you invented it. Did you call any of these Philadelphia people and just complain about like them taking credit for it? You're the one that makes Jalen Hurts?
I made Jalen Hurts. Sirianni, he can't handle my tush push. I'm going to tush push Nick Sirianni. Now I got to go to hot yoga. Goodbye, fellas.
Thank you for showing. Thank you for coming.
What is this?
Be gentle.
Is this one of your guys?
I'll be gentle while you're coming.
What? I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Gentile.
Thank you, non-binary. Whatever name you want.
Oh, wow. That took me by surprise.
Me too.
All right, folks. Well, we've talked about the Dolphins game. Oh, and by the way, the Miami Heat just played, are playing tonight.
Yes.
First game of the season coming up. We got a lot to talk about. We will be back after this message.
You're listening to Miami Sports and Other Conspiracy Theories.
Hello, everybody. Tu mancha gatsi, lo kutu bonjori, bolari, unduri, achinze, ke Napoli, duri, ke Dominos. E lo moruachi, ke sponsori, e sponsori du leguare Miami Sports i conspiracy theory. O lo mocho katavalari, undun janze, ke abadiare, kundun se le vabunje, e le mori, e pizza, e lo pure bacia con strambole, e le gore onge, e le gore de lo mangia, mangia, lo svegli se mangia Miami con la Moreare con cenze calare o tette le capazze calare o e poi c'è una sana vagliare con delle cose ammazze le chitire e lo ha e lo goccia se Dominos e Dominos in Napoli Italia o la cosa c'è se le cose magliare un dolle vagizze le coriazze delle consentirà.
So uptight and so on guard, picking fights don't get along. I wanna shake you, need to shift to remake you. What's the rush? So hasty, smell the coffee and taste it. Gotta get out of those chains, wrapped so tight you can't breathe. So I say, hey.
I love that song, Bob. That song. I like our great producer, Tom.
Yes.
Comes up with these great songs. By the way, that's me, by the way.
I know.
Just telling you. But I do love that song. Good job. Good job, Tom. Our great producer, Tom. Tom, we didn't even talk about this, but you must be heartbroken right now. Watching that game last night, who would have ever thought Philly would squander the lead that they had and not end up in the World Series? How heartbroken are you?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I try not to, take it too much to heart, but yeah, I had a hard time sleeping last night. It wasn't fun. I mean, they had a two-game lead. They came back with a 3-2 lead back to Philly for two games, and their bats went to sleep. So I don't know. It's just
particularly Castellanos that you and I know. He went freaking no. He's 5 home runs and 8 at bats. The next thing you know, he goes 0-23.
Yeah, horrible. It was just horrible.
I mean, it's just untimeliness. Sometimes it happens. I don't think you could even say a choke, this and that. Bats went quiet.
Yeah, bats went quiet. And when that happens, you're done. That's it.
So
you gotta It's on to Eagles football. But I have to say one thing. I do have to comment. In the last segment, you guys were talking about how unfair the refereeing is. And as a lifelong Eagles fan, I like the Dolphins. They're my favorite AFC team. But except when they play the Eagles, I'm all Eagles. But I have to say that we didn't get called on at least four penalties that I saw.
And then
the questionable bullshit, excuse my language, little tiny calls that called touchdowns back. I mean, we had a touchdown called back.
Yeah.
A phantom holding call when I'm seeing blatant freaking holding by what's his name? Lane Johnson and all your great guys over there. Listen, you guys are a great team.
Very good.
But you don't need any help by the whole fucking cooking. That is bullshit.
Call back
touchdowns on a non-freaking hold. It wasn't even a hold, man.
The face masking was the most.
And the face mask, another one that blatantly in the open, there is no excuse for that.
I agree. That was
criminal, bro.
I turned to my son and I said, you know what, man? We got away with one big time there. I don't know what's going on. Who's paying who?
But everybody's paying who.
So, you know, not to get off football because we're going to talk about some games.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened over the weekend was, I guess it took the sting a little bit, I guess you could say, out of the Dolphins losing because I wasn't stung anyway. I was only stung by the criminal nature of the officiating of that game.
Yeah. But,
and then the tush push. It's embarrassing. Embarrassing. They should be embarrassed. You're Philadelphia. You're tough. You guys are sitting there pushing little tushies. And what is that? It's so freaking faggy. But
it works.
So what? So does shooting people. I mean, you know, I shot them. I kicked their knees out. It works. We're better at it than other, you know. No. It's like, I went to a fight. Yeah, I beat the guy. Yeah, well, what did you do? Well, I shot him. Well, there's no guns. But other people have tried it. They didn't work. We just happen to be good shots. I mean, we just happen to be good at it? Does that mean that it's not legal? It's still freaking. It should be illegal.
What the league does.
It's unfair to have that much weight going in one place and you cannot, on the other side, put equal weight behind it. You can't because it would be an illegal formation.
That's right.
You can't put that many big people to do that. You have no issue, however, on the other side. So the formational issues, etc., make it extraordinary.
I got to jump in for 1 second with a stat. I believe this number is accurate now. I believe 46 out of 49 attempts with the tush push have been successful. 46 out of 49. I mean, isn't that's almost funny. A guarantee.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Any other offensive statistic can you point to that you've ever been 46 or 49? Anybody, ever. Now, I will say this. Tom Brady, that was a man, okay? He did it by himself. He never had 12 guys sticking their fingers up his rear end to get through, you know, Tom Brady used to just come up to the line of scrimmage and just get it done. That I had never had a problem with in my life. I used to hate it. And I used to wonder, why are we doing this? He was so good by himself. And so it's not that I'm upset that you can't stop a play. If you're that good at doing it the right way, I have no problem with that. Screw everybody. You don't tell Tom Brady, hey, because you're 40 for 40, it should be illegal.
Sure.
Nobody ever says that.
No.
It's this bullshit formation and the smirk and on the face of this stupid coach who I hate, Sirianni, because of this. Because he's a smirk little freaking another fag. It's not gay. I'm not talking about sex, guys. Don't go start calling me. But what took the sting out of that game, and still, you see, I'm still stung by it.
But at least the Philly fan admits something.
You gotta be blind.
No, you gotta be completely, like, twisted. All right. All right, next subject.
We saw Buffalo.
Yes.
Lose to New England.
That's right.
And we saw San Francisco.
Whoa.
They lost now two in a row.
McCafferty's big loss for them.
Was he playing?
Did he play? I didn't see.
What, are you kidding me? He had 100.
Right. Listen.
Yeah, McCaffrey played. Sorry.
Something's not
I don't
right.
want to hear it.
Something's not right there.
Deebo Samuels was out.
Deebo's out.
But someone, if that changes your entire team, we got five guys out.
Six.
And Jalen Waddle's not himself.
Yep.
We lost to Achan, who was leading the league, by the way, at 13 yards a carry. Okay? He didn't play. They didn't even hear Collinsworth, by the way. That really.
What's that?
Collinsworth.
Yeah.
He was just gushing over Philly. Gushing. Never mentioned the Dolphins are their leading rush in the NFL, who's got 13 yards a carry. All right, 13 yards a carry.
It was a total Philadelphia Eagle-driven broadcast.
It was awful.
It really was.
But San Francisco lost.
Yeah.
You saw Buffalo lose.
Yeah.
Buffalo's 4-3.
Buffalo. It's crazy.
This is why none of this really matters. And that's why I said the other night, Scott.
Yeah.
And the other last podcast, I said, it's okay. Because all we want to do is come out of this game healthy.
Yeah.
When I say healthy, I mean Tua, right? And not be a complete and utter disaster. What I like going into the coming of these games that are coming up, number one, we're approaching our bye. And if we can get one of the next two, which I hope we can do, right?
I hope so.
Because what the next two games are, right? We got to play Patriots.
And
we got to go to freaking
Germany.
I'm sorry, Germany. And go play.
9 a.m. game.
It's 9:30 for us.
9:30 here.
Here.
Yeah.
But we got to go play Mahomes.
Yep.
If we can come out of those games 1-2, and we're going in at 6-3, going into getting Ramsey.
Yeah.
Xavier Howard.
Back.
Needham. He's back.
Yep.
We're going to get Achan back.
Yep.
We're going to get Connor Williams back. We're going to get what's his name?
Armstead
back. If we can just simply be at 6-3 going into the bye or whatever, I don't even know what our bye is, but coming out of the next two games, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, me too.
With a healthy Tua.
Exactly.
Because remember last year, we were 6-3.
That's right.
No, we were 8-3. Sorry. And we lost 5 in a row.
That's right.
We lost 5 in a row. That's when Tua went down.
Yeah.
But the net of the situation is NFL is there's no undefeated teams. Nobody's going undefeated. Dolphins are not going undefeated. Let's get healthy going into the second half of the season.
When it counts.
You know?
Going into the playoffs.
By the way, to get off football for a second.
Yeah.
And we did talk about baseball first time.
Yes, we did.
Baseball.
Yes.
We talked a little baseball.
Got another big night happening tonight.
The Miami Heat.
By the way,
I never do this, Scotty, do you?
What's that?
You might be different than me. But I never watch regular NBA ever, other than the Miami Heat. But last night, they had two good games.
Okay.
TNT.
Okay.
They had the Lakers at Utah.
Okay.
Utah just won. I mean, Denver. Denver just won one and all.
Sure.
And they had Phoenix playing Golden State. Golden State now has Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix, you know, has Kevin Durant.
That's right.
And Booker. And they were at Golden State. Two excellent basketball games. Very entertaining.
Right.
LeBron got his ass kicked. And Anthony Davis. And Denver established how great they are.
Denver's great.
There's the big guy.
We saw it.
He's sitting there doing the same stuff.
This new
stuff. Like 28, 13, 11. You know, another triple-double.
You're not going to stop.
You know, like, doesn't matter.
Right.
But tonight we got the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't going to talk about this, but look, we lost Gabe Vincent.
Yep. Max Strus. Yeah.
But we picked up some new guys.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of We got Hero back.
Yeah.
Who's playing great. He's healthy. Jimmy, we haven't seen a Jimmy.
Nope. I haven't seen
in the preseason.
Yeah.
He's healthy. Lowry looks good shape.
Yep.
We've got, I think, a great backup center, Bryant.
Yeah,
good. The addition of Bryant, I think, is the best move we've made in several years.
Well, we need a length.
He's a legit. He's a legit backup center. I mean, I think he's the best backup center in the league.
I see him and Bam on the court at the same time.
You never know. And then you bring
Bam turned down Kevin. $97 million yesterday.
Who did?
Bam Adebayo.
I don't think he did.
He did. He turned down his option.
I don't think he did.
Yes, he did. He goes, he's going for Max, Super Max.
I did not hear that.
He never signed his, whatever they call it, that his tenure really? Or something. Yeah. He's going for Super Max. $240 million they paid Giannis.
No, they paid him 3 years, $180.
I thought he got Super Max.
I don't know what he did. I think he got $180.
But I don't think
you would do a Super Max. You're not stupid. You do 3 year deals.
Something
super match. You're stuck for 6 years.
No, but whatever it is,
I don't know how it works.
Whatever it is, we didn't talk that. We were not prepared.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, right.
But so did what's his name? Just signed for $62 million a year. What's his name at Anthony Davis? So you got Anthony Davis and Giannis at $62 million a year.
I don't see how you compare the two. But what's
the net is? Yeah.
The games
begin. The games start tonight.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's exciting.
So it's a Wednesday night game of meaningful sports.
Listen.
I don't have any problem.
We got the Heat. We got the Spins. We got the Panthers. And Big Soccer. People love this inter-American soccer. We got Messi. I mean,
I can't watch it. It's huge. I don't understand.
I can't either.
Listen, I don't understand how they have 22 different playoff series. Like, they just won a cup.
It's confusing.
Right? And then they can't get it. They won the cup, quote unquote cup, with Messi there.
Yep.
And then they don't get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, explain what that means.
I
don't even want to know.
I can't.
I'm already confused. I can't watch hockey.
I get it. I don't get it.
I can't follow the puck.
Oh, it's
not true. Even though it's a great sport.
It is. It's very, very violent too.
Well, it's fast.
Moving.
It's all good. Move. I can't pronounce most of the names. There are Canadians or
Russians, Eastern.
I can't relate, bro.
It's because we're not from that.
I can't relate
because we are from different. Like
we're from Miami.
Well, not even that. I'll never forget.
You're a New Yorker. Why aren't you a Rangers?
I'll never forget.
Why aren't you?
I'll tell you the experience.
Yeah,
I have a friend. She's Brazilian. Mom, who would have known? We're by the pool.
And, nothing wrong with a Brazilian by the pool.
Absolutely.
Right away.
But
I'm
she's
in.
Married.
I'm yeah, interested.
So I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
The ball comes. Hold on a second. Because I always tell the story. So somebody's there playing a little soccer around by the pool, whatever. And all of a sudden, this girl who's a tall, attractive
woman. Crushed the ball.
That wasn't even the word. All right. And she kind of smiled at me, go, what was that? She goes, I grew up in Brazil playing soccer.
That's all they do.
With this heavy accent.
They do blow and they play
Dude,
soccer.
This girl crushed.
All right, but you know what? So what?
They grew up
there's 300 million people.
It.
That's all they do?
We did.
Where's the inventiveness of Brazil? What other sports do you play? You know, I was thinking about this the other day. You got Russia. You got all these huge places. What, they play one sport in the entire country? Well, where's the rest of your sports? Where's
volleyball?
Where's the Russian basketball team?
I don't know.
Where is it?
Russia.
Where's Russian football? Why aren't they playing football?
They have good hockey.
Well, hockey, that's it.
They have gymnastics.
Gymnastics, not a team sport.
Olympic sports, they're good.
Where's the team
swimming
sports? Where's their basketball team?
I don't think.
Where's the football team? Where's their rugby team?
They don't play football.
What do they play? Where's their soccer team? Where's Russian soccer?
I don't know.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm not being on
around the world.
It's a strange world we live in.
It's there, very strange. Where's Brazil? Brazil's giant.
Giant.
Hundreds of millions of people.
For sure.
They play what sport?
Soccer.
That's it.
Volleyball.
What?
A lot of volleyball.
Volleyball. Well, beach volleyball.
Yeah.
But where's the rest of the sports?
There is, I don't
you're
know.
Not get. I'm talking about real sports.
I'll have to ask.
Where's the rugby? Nothing. Where's football? Where's basketball? Where's Brazilian basketball?
Brazilian does have basketball.
It's not very good.
I'm just saying.
It's not very good.
No, but I've seen some guys come out of there that can play.
Argentina plays good
basketball. Yeah, for sure. Sure, for sure.
So we got the Heat coming.
Yep,
that's right. Everybody's upset because we didn't have.
We didn't get Dame.
No Dame. But you didn't have Bradley Beal.
You know what? 33 years old.
No. Forget that.
One twisted ankle. I'm glad we didn't give away the house.
Why not?
I just feel it.
Riley's 80.
Listen to me. In Riley, we trust. They don't know that.
Riley tried to get a deal done. I'm upset that he didn't.
But
I'm upset that we didn't. Because I believe when a guy like that wants to come here, tells the world he wants to come here,
But Riley couldn't get it done because the Portland.
I get
it. They weren't
trying to get it done.
Couldn't get it done.
Get it done.
No. And I'm not unhappy. And I'm not unhappy.
You say that now.
No.
You're saying it now.
I never liked the idea of giving up for who I think is really good, Tyler Hero. I never liked giving up Nikola Jokic, the kid to play, man. I think they wanted Jaime Jaquez.
They
didn't want Tyler Hero.
Yeah, but all of those discussions.
And they didn't even want Kyle Lowry's expiring contract.
Well, no, they try to get this.
Whatever it is, we go into the season. Remember, five guys. Only five guys can play.
That's
at the same time.
But it's the second.
I'm good. What? Listen.
Here's what I'm excited. I am excited about Duncan Robinson.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what.
He showed us a lot last year.
He showed us a lot. I had given up.
That's why they got rid of Strus.
Not that he wasn't trying hard. No, they got rid of Strus because it's too much money and we can make other Struses.
Do you understand how much money Strus got paid $65 million, I think.
Over 3 years.
And Gabe Vincent got like $14 million a year.
More than that.
I would pay Gabe Vincent $14 million
a year. You would?
Would not.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I like Jay Rich. We got Jason Richardson back. We're longer.
We got, wait till you see these couple of guys we got, these shooters that we picked up from.
I saw.
I forget the guy's name. SL, Cider, whatever. That guy, we've got three guys that are virtual clones and better than what we lost.
I think we're a better team
than we were last year.
And we're longer.
And by the way, we didn't have to go pay Vincent. We didn't have to go pay Strus.
Oh, it would have.
We can get those guys. We develop those guys in our sleep.
For sure.
What we're missing, and maybe Hero.
Maybe.
Because I love Tyler.
I do too.
And not having him in the finals.
Hurt us a lot.
Monster loss.
20 a game.
But he was playing 24, 25.
I would say 20 points a game.
And
playing some defense. He was I don't know that we would have beat Denver, to be honest with you, because we really had. We had no solution.
Listen, I was happy we took one from them. To be honest, because the Lakers got freaking shellacked. The Lakers got shut out. They got swept.
They didn't have the length. But now.
Denver is that freaking good.
They are.
And I'll tell you what, we're wrapping up. Because Scotty, if we all don't know this, Scotty could play ball.
Thank you.
He was a ball player.
Thank you.
And a damn good.
Thank you.
From the streets of New York. But you got this kid who's going to change his league forever.
Wemby.
Victor Wembanyama.
Unless he gets injured.
What? Bro, why do you say that?
A lot of great players were a lot of great generational players.
Not a lot.
But he.
Not a lot.
You'd be surprised.
It's not a lot.
But some of them got injured.
Some of them did.
And he's got that frame in the NBA.
I don't know. He's 6'7", 7'5".
He's really 7'5". He's amazing. Listen. He's super, but he's going to get hit.
So what? He gets hit in the league.
No, but that's when you're. Yes. You're right. Europe's a rough league.
Professional. Basketball. He's not a kid who came out of high school.
And
he's been playing professional basketball all along.
Let's see if he stays healthy.
I hope he does.
Me too.
Why? Because we need somebody like him.
Yeah.
His sister might be the hottest girl I've ever seen. We are, Tommy, you keep waving at me. Are we good for time?
We can take a break if you like. It's entirely up to you, Cal.
We had a good
let's hit a break.
We're coming back. Folks, thanks for sticking with us. This is Cal with Scotty.
Adios. See you in a minute.
We are Miami Sports
and other conspiracy theories. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Miami Sports and Other Conspiracy Theories.
This is Cal and Scotty here with Tom, our executive, our producer. We had a technical issue, wiped out about 40 minutes of incredible conspiracy content. But because I have a date, we cannot go through it again. We will get to this conspiracy.
She's waiting for you.
Can't let, you know.
You have a duty.
When you get
Did you take
age,
your Boeing yet?
When you get my age and I pop the Boeing already.
Uh-oh.
You cannot.
You gotta go before.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You gotta, the Boeing.
What do you do?
You gotta go.
So, with that in mind, the Heat play tonight.
Heat play?
I'm excited. In fact, they're playing soon.
Yeah.
I'm recording the game.
Good.
Which is what you have to do.
I get
you
it.
I have to do.
100%.
When you have things waiting.
You got a woman waiting and you got Boeing.
You have those types of things happening.
Yeah, yeah.
The last thing on your mind is a ball and a hoop.
Yeah. Especially when you took a little Boeing.
Because I have the Boeing in me.
Yeah, the Boeing's in you.
What are you going to do?
You better get moving.
Like they say, it's like an electric current
exactly.
going through your shorts.
All right. Let's get you, okay. Let's do our picks.
We got picks though.
Yeah.
And I was 5-4 last week, and we have yet to figure out how to do this. So you owe me some grease. You owe me some grease.
Listen.
I mean, we're going to do it.
What he means by grease is I'm kind of a health freak. He's kind of like, you know, not. So we have a thing that when we go to a place, I always.
Listen. He's got every drug in his system.
Exactly. And the bottom line is, so what I do is when we go to a restaurant, I always order, and when I order what we offer, I say, oh yeah, can you get us an extra bowl of grease, please? So he can put it on his food.
You gotta have the juice.
The juice is everything.
You gotta have the juice. Yeah. That's why I take Boeing.
Exactly.
Okay. The Heat play tonight.
Yep.
I'm excited about the Heat. They're 10-point favorites. I hate when they do that.
I don't like that.
It's the first game of the season.
It's,
nobody's scared. But
who cares?
But I hate that the psychological impact of they're supposed to win by 10 is the biggest. I hate that.
It's such a waste of energy.
It's a reverse psychology.
Totally.
You know? All right. So we got the picks. We got a game tomorrow night. We got Tampa at Buffalo.
Yep.
And how Buffalo much? Is not, we don't know what Buffalo is.
And what's the spread?
8.5. Buffalo is favored by 8.5. What are you taking?
And what's the weather like?
What do you think I am?
I'm taking Buffalo.
What do you think I am?
I can't take Buffalo for general purposes. Next.
You're giving 8.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Tampa.
Okay. I said I'm taking Tampa too. With the
I said
I can't go with Buffalo ever. Like the Jets.
Oh.
I hate
so
Buffalo.
So you're a terrible, nobody cares. So in other words, this isn't like
I'm not impartial.
This is not a football analysis.
No.
You're just going by who you like.
Because
it's like my ex-wife. Here, I like their uniforms. I'll go with them. Is that what we're doing?
No, no. But I can't go against if it's the Jets.
But we're not asking you to root against anybody.
I just can't root for them at all.
I'm not asking you to root.
Buffalo's going to lose. But they're 8.5.
8.5.
Yeah.
You're taking Tampa.
Yeah.
Rams are playing at the Cowboys. Rams are 6.5. They got 6.5 at the Cowboys.
Taking the Cowboys.
Taking the Cowboys. That makes two of us, buddy.
Okay.
I hate that we agree on too much of this.
I'm sorry, but we got to go with
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Is that Green Bay? Minnesota. Green Bay is
Minnesota.
Having a tough time.
Minnesota.
And here's what I say.
Yeah.
I say you're probably right.
Huh. It just
but works. This is a, you have to throw everything to the side when it's a divisional rival like this. This is like the 130th time this team, two teams.
But Minnesota played up the other day.
So what? They also got destroyed the week before.
That's true.
So I think what I'm going to do here is to make it interesting.
Okay.
Is I'm going to take Green Bay.
Okay.
Atlanta is at Tennessee. Tennessee is going to do two quarterbacks. They're going to play their two-headed quarterback, one of whom is not Ryan Tannehill.
No,
they're going with their second, third, and they're rotating the rookie and the second-year guy.
No, Tannehill.
And they're going to rotate those two guys, and which is why they're getting, at home, 2.5. We're going to take it.
Who are you taking?
Don't ask me. Who are you taking? Atlanta at Tennessee. Tennessee is receiving 2.5 at home.
I'm going to take Atlanta.
You're going with Atlanta. I'm going to take Tennessee.
I like
Tennessee.
Their defense.
I'm taking Tennessee with their two-headed rookie quarterback debuts.
Okay.
Saints are at the Colts. The Colts are a fascinating team. I don't understand much about
yes.
it. They scored 38 a loss, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe they won. I don't know. But they're always in it at the end.
Yep.
It's a weird team.
Yep.
Colts are favored. Which means they're giving the Saints one at home.
I'm taking the Colts.
You're taking the Colts, and so am I.
I like the Colts.
Jets are at the Giants. You've already disclosed
Giants.
That you're taking the Giants, as I am.
Mom, you hear that? Giants.
But believe me, I can't stand either of these
Man, two teams. I'm with you. Taking the Giants.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, who are, by all accounts, playing some of their best football.
They're for real.
They are already a great team.
Yes, they are. What's the spread?
They're at Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
And Pittsburgh is getting 2.5.
I'm taking the Jags.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yep.
Butt plug. Eagles themselves. The butt plugs.
Exactly.
At Washington,
yeah.
You're taking Eagles.
Oh, Eagles.
I think I got to take the Eagles.
Gotta.
But
they're
I'm not
very
going
good.
To. I'm
they're
taking
very
Washington.
Good.
I'm taking the 6.5.
Okay.
I'm taking the point.
You should.
It's 6.5.
I get it.
It's a lot at
yep.
home.
Yep. Yep.
That's like being 11-point dogs.
I get it.
Because Washington is actual home team. Then you have a great home crowd.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two.
Yeah.
This is division rival. They
I'm
eat
with
their
you.
Guts. They hate each other.
I get it.
And I think 6.5 is a lot.
It's a big
for
spread.
For a massive divisional rival.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm taking the points. Houston is at Carolina. Carolina is getting 3. Two rookie quarterbacks, both of whom are excellent.
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
Carolina.
You're taking Carolina. I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay.
I'm going to take C.J. Stroud here.
Okay.
The game that we discussed, that's a hard-ass, tough, two tough teams. Cleveland at Seattle. This is a bloodbath. Seattle's always tough.
They're tough.
So what's his name?
But Cleveland's tough.
Pete Carroll is a legit guy.
No question.
Although he totally blew a Super Bowl.
Totally. Marshawn Lynch.
Are you
a yard away?
Me with that, he will never.
Never let it
he
down.
He will never. That will go down in the annals. You hear that? Not anal.
Yes.
Annals.
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 Yes,
is
exactly.
The correct name.
Exactly.
Different than what we're thinking. About the Philadelphia Eagles.
And Boeing is starting to kick in.
That's true. So what we got here
yeah.
is Pete Carroll, who had a who was could have been considered
greatest of all time, one of the greatest of all time. Good, one of the greats.
Well, I'm talking about iconic.
Yeah, iconic for sure. For sure, for sure.
And he had a beat. He had New England beat grow. New England.
Guess what?
I see. And he throws the ball. He's got Marshawn Lynch
just tearing them up,
sitting there crushing it.
I think there was money on that game.
Never.
Okay, go ahead.
Not that way.
Yes.
I just don't feel
it. Didn't
that.
Make any
Not
sense.
When it comes to champions.
It didn't make sense. Why would you do that?
Let me ask you a legacy.
What?
You're a legacy. This is a guy. Yeah. This guy's don't need money.
Yeah.
You think he needs money, Pete Carroll?
I think you
do. Do you think that Pete Carroll at 70 years old needs any more money?
Look at the refs.
He's there for the legacy.
Look at the refs for the Eagle game.
Excuse me.
Somebody took money.
Humiliation. The embarrassment.
I'm with you.
The upset.
But how
can players you not- that will never forgive.
Yes.
They will never forgive him.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving
go,
on.
Go.
There's no fucking conspiracy theory. Not at all. Saying.
But
not everything in life.
The Philadelphia
is a conspiracy theory.
There was something going on in that game.
That's just that.
No.
I agree with
that. Listen, forget the whole.
That is a disgrace.
The face mask was so blatant.
I saw three holding penalties.
I'm never going.
And then they take the touchdown.
Yeah. How about the face mask?
I saw it.
That was right.
I'm talking. That was the world saw. Thank God.
Thank God. They're all over.
But
the
I saw
the internet's going crazy. Crazy.
Massive holding at the line of scrimmage.
Totally.
Jalen Phillips was mugged.
Totally.
Multiple times.
Totally. They got Bradley Chubb in the head.
10-0.
Right.
10-0.
No penalties. Go ahead. Next.
Baltimore's at Arizona.
Baltimore.
I'm taking the points in Arizona.
Okay. I hope it's a good game.
Doing? I think our audience wants to hear some rationale.
Sure.
Rationale. Arizona beat the shit. Excuse my language, out of Dallas.
Absolutely.
They crushed.
Yep, totally.
Dallas.
Baltimore's good.
Right. Bro, that's not saying. That's not the point. It's about 8.5.
It's a lot of points.
Now, Arizona then next week, after they crushed Dallas, they go to San Francisco, and they play Alabama.
They played a great game. Great game.
They lost, but they play
Alabama. No, they play tough.
8.5 at home.
It's a lot.
Baltimore's flying across the country.
Yeah.
I'm taking Arizona and okay. I'm taking the points.
Okay.
Game of the day, perhaps.
No doubt.
Cincinnati is at San Francisco. It's a big game. Cincinnati's getting 6.5 points. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points for Cincinnati.
Brock Purdy in concussion protocol.
I heard.
He's in concussion protocol.
Yeah.
And he's lost 2 in a row.
Yeah.
I think they kind of figured him out.
It looks like it's.
I don't think Cincinnati's the type of team. Mm. The way that they're starting to roll.
Yeah.
The way the chase
and they're getting all that points.
And by the way, San Francisco got almost 500 yards against them.
Yeah,
last game.
Yeah,
500 yards.
Yeah, it's a lot of yards.
So I'm going to take Cincinnati.
I would. I agree, Chris. You know that's a lot of points, man. Go ahead. I'm with you on that.
Chicago, maybe the most fascinating story of the week because of the quarterback that was undrafted.
Yeah,
out of. Shepherd College.
It's amazing.
Shepherd.
It's amazing.
We're talking smaller.
Than small.
Than.
Division minus 1A.
It's like going to St. Thomas University.
Yeah.
It's like going to Barry.
Barry.
Oh, God.
And Shepherd.
Yeah. Amazing.
Guy starts the game.
What a story.
And wins.
And plays great.
Cincinnati.
What are you taking?
Chicago with the Chargers. The Chargers are giving the Chicago Bears 8.5.
Bears.
I just.
The Bears.
There's something smelly about that pick.
The Bears.
To me. So, you know, Vegas is not that wrong.
Often.
There's something that they know that we don't.
Yes.
Here's my analysis. Because sometimes we like analysis.
Sure.
Chargers are coach. He's out the door.
Oh,
you know he's gone.
If they don't,
Brandon Staley's toast.
Ton.
They are either 2-4 or 2-4. No, they're 2-4.
Yeah.
They are one of the biggest disappointments with that level of talent.
They got skill.
Maybe I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're good. They
Chicago,
wake up.
Chicago plus 8.5.
Got to take the 8. Where?
At the Chargers who are pissed and humiliated and I think fed up.
I think Chicago's
going to get their lunch eaten.
I think so,
on
too.
The road.
I think so. I got it. Now I agree. Taking Chargers.
So I talked you out of your pick.
Yeah. No, because you that's made nice. Sense. It makes sense, though, if you think about it. You said analytics. That's good analytics.
I just think that that's, well,
gonna,
that's not real. That's more like psychology.
Okay. Whatever it is. psychology, whatever.
Raiders, to wrap it up.
Yeah.
The Raiders at the Lions who got
they got shellacked.
But the Lions are actually good.
They are really good.
Dolphins got pitched flat.
Well, Absolutely.
Dallas got the big
slap. Absolutely.
San Francisco.
Where's the game again?
It's at the Lion.
I'm taking the Lion.
Which is a very hard place.
So especially outdoors, and the Raiders are playing in the indoor stadium in Vegas?
No. Where Lions is indoors.
Oh, that's right. It's indoors.
Raiders and Lions both.
And what's the spread?
Lions are giving up 8.
That's a lot.
To the Raiders.
That's a lot.
Lions coming off a very bad beating.
Yes.
I'm going to take the Lions. And I don't, it's more of an indictment against the leadership of Oakland. I just think
the Raiders
are something's organization.
Not right. There's something's not right over there.
And we got the Dolphins, who we absolutely need to see win.
Absolutely.
And number one, number two, God, please keep them healthy.
100%.
And let's get some of our guys back.
Absolutely. Got 6
and
starters
let's just
off.
See if we can do that, yeah. I think we'll be okay.
I think
if we don't turn the ball over stupidly.
Yeah.
If we don't get 15 penalties,
yeah.
I feel strongly that we'll play a good game.
I think so.
And that's all I ask for.
I agree.
Let's just continue to try to get better every week.
Yep.
I don't look at wins and losses because it only matters the last 5 games.
It's all
of the
backloaded.
Season, honestly.
Yep. I agree.
And that's our show for today.
Let's go, UM.
We'll be back next week.
Go Canes.
And go Canes.
Go Miami Heat.
Have a good one.
See you next week.
Cal. Scotty and Tom.
Adios.
And by the way, don't forget, I'll be gentle.
I'll be gentle.
Mr. Albert Gentile.
He took too many boings.
Take care, folks.
Bye.